A disaster that occurred in Libya on September 10th is increasing, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a statement made by the country's Red Crescent Group, the death toll in the city of Derna, which is most affected by the flood, has increased to well over 11,000, with more than 10,000 people missing. Turkish aid organizations have been some of the first teams to go to aid the North African country. The work of the organization IHH Humanitarian Relief Foundation in the city of Derna for search and rescue operations has been caught on camera. It's feared the loss of life will reach 20,000 in the city where search and rescue efforts continue. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea's Kim Jong-un has continued his official visit to Russia, stopping on Friday to inspect a fighter jet factory that's under Western sanctions due to the war in Ukraine. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
The visit comes just days after Kim and President Vladimir Putin held a rest summit that has stoked Western concerns. There is unease that a revived Moscow-Pyongyang axis could strengthen Russia's military in Ukraine and bolster Pyongyang's missile program. During Wednesday's talks, Kim and Putin discussed military matters, the war in Ukraine, and Russian help for North Korea's satellite program. On Friday, South Korea and the United States said that military cooperation between the two countries was a violation of UN sanctions and that the allies would ensure there is a price to pay. But it was not immediately clear what, if any, leverage the US and its Asian allies would have over either Russia or North Korea.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Ukraine said on Friday it recaptured the devastated eastern village of Andriyka, south of Bakhmut. This is VOA News. A week after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake in Morocco killed nearly 3,000 people and injured more than 5,500, hopes of finding survivors under the rubble are fading. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from the Atlas Mountains.
Now some international rescue workers are leaving, like Swedish firefighter Klas Ola Kolberg.
We have tried to work with the dogs to search for living persons, and so far we haven't found anyone.
Many still alive are now homeless, like the family of Naima Azmil. She says right now they have food, clothes, and shelter, but they're living day by day. They don't know about the future. That's a feeling here shared by many. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Emin Sili, Morocco.
The main border crossing between Afghanistan and Pakistan reopened to pedestrians and vehicles on Friday, more than a week after it was closed following a gun battle between frontier guards. There have been several border closures after clashes between Pakistan and Afghan forces since the Taliban returned to power in Kabul in 2021, but this one lasting 9 days was the longest so far. The war in Ukraine is likely to be the big topic for a second year in a row when leaders gather at the UN General Assembly next week. VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
Some high-profile leaders are skipping the annual gathering, but there will still be plenty to talk about. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
We'll be gathering at a time when humanity faces huge challenges, from the worsening climate emergency to escalating conflicts, the global cost of living crisis, soaring inequalities, and dramatic technological disruptions.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to attend in person for the first time since Russia invaded his country in February 2022. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
European regulators have slapped TikTok with a $368 million fine for failing to protect children's privacy. It's the first time that the popular short video sharing app has been punished for breaching Europe's strict data privacy rules. Ireland's Data Protection Commission said Friday it's fining TikTok and reprimanding the platform for the violations that occurred in the second half of 2020. TikTok said in a statement that it disagrees with the decision, quote, particularly the level of the fine imposed. The company pointed out that the Irish watchdog's criticisms focused on features and settings dating back 3 years. Download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.